from my heart and from my hand. Why don't people understand my intention?
And welcome to special edition number 40 of What's on Joe Mind. We're a fan cast about the world of G.I. Joe. Well, we have quite the full house tonight. We will get to everybody that is currently on the line at the moment. But currently joining me is our replaceable Charles Emanuele. Chuck, how you doing?
Hey, Gary, I got something that's replaceable. And so let me send you a picture of you.
Oh, Chuck got dropped.
Where the hell was he even going?
Wow, that's a damn shame.
Must be having technical difficulties. While I bring Chuck back, let me introduce Justin Bell.
Are you bringing him back? I thought this was our official conversion to the new show format.
There's that thought.
What I want to know is what he was sending you a picture of that was supposedly replaceable.
Dude, that is why I dropped him from the call. I mean, that's why we had technical issues.
That's some scary stuff right there.
How you doing, Justin?
I'm good. How are you?
We a little lighter in the pocket now?
Yeah.
I am.
It's amazing. You know, you see what stuff is kind of planned for release in a particular year. You're like, oh, you know, this might be a kind of a light year. And then...
light year. Not wrong.
No such luck.
There's no luck there.
It's all right, though. It's for a good cause. Good stuff, good toys.
Oh, absolutely.
Good, yeah. I'm not complaining.
No. Also joining us is Free Trip Mike. Mike, how are you?
Really, someday, Gary, something good will happen to you. And wait, no, it won't.
Nothing good ever happens. Even when something good happens to Gary, it's bad. Like, you know, with the convention in his backyard or something. I mean, most would consider that a good thing, but, you know, Gary's got a bitch and moan about that.
It was weird this year going to the con and actually getting on the plane and going somewhere.
Truly, it was awful having the smoothest run con that I can remember being mere feet away from where I lived. That was a horrible thing.
It's a damn shame, really. It is.
Anyhow.
It totally it eliminated your ability to go on vacation last year, right? I mean, you didn't go over to England or anything like that. You didn't take any trips at all because you...
No, not last year.
All right. Just clearing that up.
All right. So now we got the four hosts here. We have another group of four folks that are good friends of the program. A couple have been longtime guests that we've had here. We got one that's actually, I think he's putting his hat in the ring for the fourth chair audition. And one, we're actually got the rookie stripe, so we'll have to remove those at the end of the show. Justin, go ahead and introduce our most esteemed guest.
Well, usually when I say that a guest needs no introduction, it's generally because I'm just too lazy to write one for them. But tonight, I really mean it when I say they need no introduction, because if you've been anywhere within the online G.I. Joe community these days, you know exactly who these people are. Their current Kickstarter campaign is all the buzz right now in all sorts of different places in the action figure world. So with their new, exciting new Vitruvian Hacks action figure system that is on Kickstarter right now, we're going to be talking to several of the folks from Boss Fight Studios. We've got Eric, Andrew, Fred, and Dave all joining us tonight for a very full house on this What's on Joe Mind special edition. How are you guys doing tonight?
Woo!
He's rolling in his money right now. Is that what you're doing?
they're taking baths in cash at the moment.
Eric, you're gonna
money fight.
Eric, you're gonna have to wash off all that money because you're rolling in it naked.
Are any of you having difficulty walking with Justin so far up your ass?
They're used to it, Mike. They're used to it. They've adjusted their gait because of it.
I see. Well, excellent then.
It's been that way for a long time.
That's all the questions I have tonight.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Give to the Kickstarter.
How are you guys feeling about the initial reaction to the Kickstarter so far?
Feeling really good. You know, we're really honored that so many people have already pledged and helped us hit our initial goal, as well as hit our first two stretch goals. And we're knocking on the third one with only 5,000 more before we get to Steno and the much anticipated Underworld Warrior.
Yeah, we're very grateful for you guys for helping us get this far. It's pretty crazy. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. I think it's a testament to kind of what you're hitting all the right marks with, apparently, within the G.I. Joe community, outside the G.I. Joe community, just seeing a lot of love and a lot of support.
Most everyone. We've seen a couple reports of people just wish you'd just rather make G.I. Joes or somehow take the license away from the club. I have no idea how the hell you guys are going to do that. Maybe with your newfound wealth now. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just that we didn't think of it. We needed them to tell us, and now it's too late.
You know, after seeing Hit and Run today, I might be joining that crowd pretty soon.
So. Ooh. Don't you dare edit that out. I want everyone to know that Justin is not a sympathizer all the time.
What's important is you're not bitter.
Yeah, I'm not bitter. Walk us through the process of getting this Kickstarter kind of off the ground. I mean, we've obviously seen a lot of these things happening recently, a lot of action figure ones, especially for some reason. I don't know, something's in the water or what, but they seem to be popping up all over the place. But what goes through the whole process of getting this done and getting it ready for the masses?
Well, there's actually quite a bit that goes into it. I think we were all surprised at the level of work that we had to put into this, and I think Eric and Andrew can speak a lot about that. They did a lot of the setup for the Kickstarter page and content and whatnot. We all contributed in our own ways, but they did a lot of the writing and all that.
I think my wife did most of the work on that, so Sarah gets the credit. I'm not going to take credit for that.
Yeah, I think Sarah and Trina did the bulk of the work for getting it together. We had a lot of meetings about it. We had months and months worth of meetings about it, trying to get it all, you know, all the stretch goals set up and all the incentives set up and choosing what order things were going to go in. And
endless arguments.
Yes, lots of arguments. Yes.
Yeah.
There were a few heated arguments there, but we managed to get through, and I think we put together a pretty nice Kickstarter overall.
So who throws down the hardest?
It depends. It depends on the level of emotion involved for each person. I think all of us can throw down pretty hard when we're passionate about a specific thing.
I remember one night, Eric calling in tears. Blabbering something about how Andrew didn't have any feelings, and then I had to put him on hold.
Andrew is the robot.
On the other side, Andrew calling in, tears streaming through his beard, crying.
I cry through my beard.
Eric had slain him in his heart. It's a rough go.
Unlike Chuck Norris, who has another fist behind his beard, it's just tears behind Frank's.
Andrew Frank's. He's got a beard behind his beard.
Mike.
Oh, wait, I have a question now.
It's your turn.
I can't just make a pithy comment about a fictional late-night Skype call?
If you want to rotate to me, I'll take it.
No. Screw you and your paid-for trip.
Paid-for trip.
So...
Who's talking?
So anyways... Gentlemen, how'd we settle on the Greek theme for Wave 1? Why'd we decide to make that the one to lead off with?
Well, we were when we set out to start Vitruvian Hacks, we knew we wanted to create a vast universe of characters and where, you know, there are no limits, like our motto. So we knew we wanted to start with, as we created our tooling library from zero, we wanted to start with some of the most basic needs, and those we figured were the most versatile figures, the basic male and female figures, as well as, we also added in the snake tail body as well. You know, we just thought we went with a theme that would work nicely with our basic male and female bodies, as well as do something that hadn't been done before in the 4-inch scale, or certainly not in quite a while, and really just kind of tap into that untapped subject matter, and it was a lot of fun to do.
Andrew, I've sat next to you at con. We've had a number of beers together. I know that you have a very dry sense of humor.
We're sorry about you getting stuck next to Gary, by the way.
How is it that you're able to control yourself answering these questions from the Phantom?
Yeah.
You, sir, have broke character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job, by the way.
Yeah, way to leave the man out to dry, Gary. Good job.
Andrew's done a very good job with that. It's that's actually one thing that's been very taxing is that we didn't expect is all the answering questions, all the answering emails, sort of being your own PR department as well as all that. So that's been a real challenge, I think, for all of us, especially in the first few days.
Definitely. It's been a huge learning curve. Actually, the interesting thing is, you know, you get the 10th question about how do I use Kickstarter?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's pretty straightforward. It's all there. But you know what? You answer it, and then that guy turns out to push you over another big goal, and you kind of go, yeah, it was worth the 2 minutes to calm down and give them a legit answer.
In all fairness, the way they have it, the Kickstarter is set up is a little difficult to understand if you've never done it before. The idea that you essentially put more money in and select only one item and then add the rest when it's all done is kind of a little, it is actually a little difficult to explain sometimes, even though we've done it like 100 times. Myself participating in Kickstarters before was, I remember the first time I was doing it, I'm like, really? I just kind of put the money in there and just hope for the best, you know?
It's an investment. It's basically what it is, right?
Yeah. Kickstarters, I mean, the setup is kind of confusing.
Oh, yeah.
Especially to people, you know, a lot of the people coming into our Kickstarter, this is the first time that, and they're saying it, you know, we're getting the feedback and we're getting the messages and we're, this is the first time they're contributing to Kickstarter and stuff. So it is, it's, this is such a new, it's still a new, even though it's been around for a few years, it's still a new, like, marketing and investment tool for our businesses to use. So there's still a lot of confusion about it and a lot of questions to be asked and answered and everything. So even if you read everything on our Kickstarter, it's a lot of information to take in. So, you know, the questions just kind of are, they're a natural part of it. Like, the only couple of Kickstarters I contributed to were very simple, simple ones, and it is confusing. You're like, oh, wait, yeah, that is just what I do.
Yeah, luckily, there's the Marauder Kickstarter kind of, like a lot of our supporters, it's their first time doing it, but a lot of them, their first time was Marauder. So that kind of helped in a degree. I guess we probably would have had twice as many questions if it wasn't for that, because a lot of people have gone through it once already. And sometimes they're able to help answer questions too. You know, when we're busy or you know, you see sometimes on the Kickstarter comments, some fans helping other fans figure it out, or on Facebook or something like that. So that's been a help too.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Back.
He's right there.
Hello?
Yes.
How you doing, Chuck?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell I just hit. I thought I unmuted myself. Sorry.
So about that fourth chair.
How about your chair, the Justin?
Andrew Franks and Erica Ronya will now fight to the death.
I can get back on track, please.
Whoa!
Masters of ceremony has spoken. All right.
Now, okay, I'm going to hit you up with a tough question. You know, it's a little serious journalism now. You know that the economy has not been good. People's budgets for entertainment, which is what action figures are tight. And especially in the last 5 years, we've seen a big boom of the independent toy maker Kickstarter launched projects. What are Vitruvian Hacks bringing to the table? What is Boss Fight Studios bringing to the table with this line that's different or better and that is deserving of the consumer's money over one of those other brands, figuring that they can only invest in one Kickstarter? Or in one line.
Well, Snake Tales.
I guess what Boss Fight Studio in general brings to the table is just our years of experience working on those core collector brands, brands like G.I. Joe and Star Wars. We've honed our skills. We've done, we've been progressing our techniques for years. We're bringing those same techniques to Vitruvian Hacks, and we've stripped away the limits, so now we can have even more freedom to bring you guys some great toys. We're doing things like thinking of the customizer, very much so with Vitruvian Hacks. We're looking at themes that haven't been touched before. We're looking at things that have never been done before, like the snake tail. What you can expect Vitruvian Hacks to bring to the table is detail, articulation, experience, you know, all that. But not limits. That's for damn sure.
No limits.
Well, all right. Well, I do have a follow-up question. And since, Dave, I'll direct it towards you, since you were the one who, you know, answered seriously. Are you confident to say that the Vitruvian Hack is the best Kickstarter for the money right now?
Well, you know, I guess every consumer has their personal tastes. If you're a consumer who likes highly articulated collector focus figures with an eye towards customizability, they're definitely the one for you. Oh, of course, 4-inch scale is a big part of that, too. 4-inch/3¾-inch, so G.I. Joe Marvel Universe type scale.
I think it's important to note we're aiming at a higher age grade than Hasbro or Mattel and some other companies, too, like Playmates and stuff. We're aiming at the collectors. We're aiming at us, our age brackets. You know, all of us that grew up with all these, you know, great movies and toy lines and all this stuff, we're aiming at us this time. We're not trying to split sales between collectors and kids. We're trying to aim at the collector. You know, that's another thing that, you know, some of the high-end companies do that, but not the 4-inch scale.
We feel like we're going to occupy a unique place in the market that is a nice middle point between your mass retail stuff, which is catering less and less to the collector, and your super high end, your hot toys, your 3As. We want to be in the middle there, and we want to be offering the top quality stuff, but in a more affordable, consumable way.
Well, that was a nice, serious answer, Andrew. Yeah. Screw you for answering Snake Tales.
Yeah. Yeah.
But seriously, Snake Tales
rock. Rock, come
How
on,
dare
man.
You have fun on our program, you bastard. Gary, cut his mic.
Gosh, no money for them, please.
I rescind my pledge. That is five less dollars to your goal.
If they were transforming Snake Tales, he'd be all over it.
Oh, yeah. Chuck wouldn't be at this interview. He'd be out getting your logo tattooed on his ass.
Wait a minute. I ask a serious question. I'm getting attacked by the Latino Brett Michaels. What the hell?
Whoa. Oh, man. Gary.
What?
Cut his mic.
Wait a minute. He just proved himself worthy with Latino Brett Michaels.
That's a compliment, man. That's amazing.
That is fantastic.
I'll give you the Latino Brett Michaels, but only because I like hair metal.
Eric. No. Hair metal's not right, man. It's not inappropriate. It's either 80s hard rock or melodic rock. Hair metal's a slur.
No, it's rock.
Nah, that's just 80s hard rock, dude. 80s hard rock. Let's
All right, we can cut his mic now.
He cut his mic now, isn't he? Rapier.
Rapier
with. Sharp.
Throughout our short talk, and it's what's been evident kind of online from your little reveals that you've been doing, is you've guys got some pretty crazy concepts from Greek mythology to fantasy. We even saw a little concept art for a robotic character of some sort, and you keep on saying you've got no limits. Do you have some kind of way in your mind, and obviously I'm not looking for specifics here, but do you have a way in your mind that this stuff all ties together? Are all of these different toys considered part of one universe and one story that kind of weaves them all together?
There is in place a loose concept on that, and yeah, things will slowly be revealed on how it's all linked together as the series go on.
So just because you're doing like a Wave 2 fantasy character, what I'm getting at is that just because, fantasy may not be your favorite thing, you'll still want to keep an eye on that because there's going to be ways that might tie into your Spartan warriors and your Gorgon sisters and things like that in Wave 1. They might all kind of link together in some crazy way.
Yes.
Yes.
On top of that, though, because the toy line is so modular and customizable, you might find that you just want to get at least one of everything because you might need it later to make something else.
There you go.
Oh.
I don't know about everyone else, but honestly, like, my Spartans need cybernetic arms.
That's just a necessity.
Yeah.
Do they combine to make Spartan Voltron or something?
That's Wave 5, Gary.
They combine, but it has nothing to do with Spartan Voltron.
Spartan human centipede.
Like the Romans do. You know the ones.
Justin just went there.
Justin's exploring the full creative value of butt screw. And no, I'm not making slurs. Look at the figure construction. That's an educated joke.
Okay, Mike.
Okay, what?
You're up.
I'm up what?
Your the turn. Butt screw.
So
apparently, yeah, you're gonna lead off with the butt screw and end right there. I'm out.
Drop the mic. Fred, can't believe you missed all this, huh?
I know, right? Thanks for having me.
Do you have anything, since you're kind of the quiet one, do you have any insults you'd like to hurl at Chuck now that you've got the floor?
Oh, of course not. I like Chuck.
Wow. I guess somebody had.
I'm on your side, Chuck.
Thank you, Fred. You will be with me in paradise.
Whoa.
Thanks. Wow. Now you want to start hating.
Thank you, Fred. We circle back to the butt screw.
Wow. 4 seconds of alliance has now turned into Chuck putting the moves on Fred.
Arun is going to be jealous.
Yeah. I was not putting the moves on Fred. If I was putting the moves on Fred, he would know I was putting the moves on them.
I think I know you're putting the moves on me.
He just likes it.
You know, when we said we were going to take the rookie stripes off of Fred for this episode, I didn't think he really meant that.
Yeah, I take the rookie stripes and replace it with a scarlet letter.
A scarlet letter C for Chuck?
A scarlet letter C for Chuck.
Oh, there you go. Wave 4 of Vitruvian Hacks, 4-inch Hester Prim.
There you go. I bet you there's nobody out there looking for that action figure like. I bet Boss Fight Studios could be the official scarlet letter action figure company.
We could do a whole, like, classics illustrated kind of toy line, and it would be as popular as the classics illustrated comics are now.
Mm. You could have a superposable 30 jointed Atticus Finch, because that's what the comic that's what the toy world is looking for.
Set yourself up a nice diorama full of drama and intrigue.
If it looks like what's his name from the movie, yeah, I know plenty of people that picked that up.
That guy.
Vitruvian Hacks. Wave 2, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Hey, let me tell you, that'd be breaking new ground. I mean, you have people doing, like, Game of Thrones, other literary sources. Why doesn't somebody step up and actually do books that matter?
You're breaking new ground, but you're digging your company's grave at the same time.
Aren't all these characters they're creating now? I mean, Medusa? I mean, that's got to be the ancient of most ancient writings almost. Oh, gosh, that probably predates even some of the oldest texts. I mean, Medusa's been around forever.
Predates the Bible. You know, let's not mince words.
I did not want to say
predates
that.
Predates text, you know, back when they had Homer and his tales and all that.
So what we've determined is it's way better than the Bible.
and that Homer Simpson wrote it.
The Bible.
Yeah.
Medusas.
Good night, everybody.
Vitruvian Hex, Wave 3. Jesus Christ.
And the rails are way behind us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say that I step forward. I make my $20,000 contribution to Vitruvian Hex.
That means you get to have sex with Eric.
That was the $20,000 incentive, yeah.
Yeah, that
oh,
would
don't,
much
I, don't I know it.
Two stretch goals. You could make a lot of people happy with that one.
Yeah, you would. Make me happy.
So long as you take checks, I will make that contribution.
And don't cash it until 2027.
At that pledge level, we make every figure in our line have your likeness.
For those who have not bothered to read the finer details, and I know I've spoken to a few, so let's say we get this off the ground, we get all of our stuff done, we get our orders in. When can I expect my superposable, highly customizable Vitruvian Hex figures to come in the mail?
The goal is by February. Is that correct, Andrew?
Yeah. Basically, that's the rough timetable we're looking at. You know, hopefully everything goes smoothly. We've got some great partners in Asia that we're working with. But at the same time, this is our first original product line. So we've got our fingers crossed. You know, we've got certainly more experience than a lot of people who have tried to do this. So everything should go well. But yeah, we're aiming for February, hopefully sooner, for some product. And the Kickstarter supporters will be the first people to get it.
Yeah, we had to build some cushion time in there for rework or fixing things. Or, you know, we don't want to get the first batch back and go, yeah, it's perfect, because it probably won't be. So, you know, we need to build some time in there. So, yeah, like Andrew said, hopefully sooner, but February is the goal.
Now, any of you guys actually going to travel to China?
I did actually travel there already last year.
Oh, cool.
I met with our good friend over there who we've worked with for a number of years. He's kind of our liaison. Met with factories and toured all that facility stuff and checked out their previous wares, and everything checks out. You know, the only thing left is just to get the support. We're getting it, and hopefully we can shoot past some more stretch goals here, get these things tooled and get them out. You know, like Eric said, we want to make sure we built a little extra time in there, make sure we're providing you guys with the highest possible quality. Hopefully things go really well and we can get them even sooner than that. But for right now, we'll just say February.
Back on June 9th, you posted a picture on Facebook of the skull-headed Dark Knight. Will knights be something that you'll be doing more of in the future? Kind of maybe we could see a boss fights version of Knights of the Round Table, which is very much a license-free type idea that maybe we could see more knights from.
I would guess if we did, you know, like the Camelot Knights type of thing, I think we would round back to it in a separate series, mm-hmm. and wouldn't necessarily do it within the series 2 fantasy thing. That is a cool idea to hit up on them.
It's kind of like the original G.I. Joe team.
Personally, I would just want to do Spamalot versions myself with singing stands that had all the songs. Like, that would make me pretty happy.
I think that's definitely one of those core themes that we'd love to hit on eventually. We wanted to start with something that, like, we felt like the Greek theme was a little more versatile, because when you're doing guys in full plate mail, you know, that's kind of pretty dedicated. You know, it's not like we can turn around and make that into a space guy. Yeah, so we wanted to go more.
Is that a challenge, Dave? Because
I think there's precedent for space knights.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Have you guys looked into the trademark for visionaries by chance?
Well, wasn't there a movie, An Astronaut in King Arthur's Court? Wasn't there a Disney movie back in the early 80s, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's neither here nor there.
Well, okay. You know, obviously, after my last question, I just got to ask a real simple one. Where did the...
Sorry. Go on, Chuck.
Where did the name Vitruvian Hacks come from? Because it's a very interesting name that really... It doesn't seem to come from the Greek tradition or the Roman tradition. I'm just like, it's really... But it fits, so I'm just curious.
It kind of came from two sources. You know, the idea of the hacks that Eric can speak more on that, but the first part being the Vitruvian part, just representing Leonardo da Vinci's Vitruvian man, four arms, four legs, and the circle and the square. You know, it's kind of based on that, kind of playing on the idea of the perfect human form and action figure form, you know, and then incorporating that with the acronym of hacks.
Hacks kind of came from the idea of like life hacks, web hacks, IKEA hacks, you know, where people take something and they kitbash it and make it better. So that kind of was like, we're taking the human form and now we're making it better. The whole idea is, you know, of upgrading the action figure from just being a great super articulated action figure, but now we've all been customizing for years. But now we're actually making a figure that is part of the pattern of that is part of the play pattern of the toy. That is, you take it apart, not so you can take it apart like a, you know, like an interchangeable type of thing, but you're taking it apart so you can make your own thing out of it. So yeah, it's kind of like that upgrade, that kitbashy type of thing. So that's kind of, yeah, the name kind of evolved over a course of months. We had a lot of different names that we ran through and talked about, and this was the one that we kind of kept rounding back to, so.
What were some of the failed names? Can you reveal any?
I can't even remember most of them now.
I can't even remember them either. With the highly articulated character kit system, and we wanted to emphasize all of those things, that, you know, the high articulation, the characters, the kit, and the system, and all that, you know, so I think it works perfectly. And the fact that, like Eric said, you know, when Eric first started talking about the idea of like a life hack, I was like, what the hell are you talking about? But it is a widely known term, and it's really kind of a cool thing now where people are personalizing stuff. And with the customizability of our figures, we really wanted to kind of, yeah, we've all been customizing for years. There's so many great customizers out there that they'll customize these things, whether they're made for it or not, you know, and do a great job. But we really wanted to bring it back to people who are a little less inclined to be customizer savvy, you know, try to give everybody at least a limited ability to make their own really cool custom figures.
Thank you. I suck.
There you go. It's just for you, man.
Thank you.
Gary sucks. Justin, as the con show, Justin can't stop stabbing himself in the thumb. and I don't want to buy paint. So that takes care of our show right there.
Now, you guys, you mentioned that February would be, you know, as your target, you know, understanding that things can possibly change. Now, you've got several different waves as part of this Kickstarter. Do you anticipate all of them shipping at the same time, or would February be when wave one would hit and then the others would kind of be staggered after that? Or how do you envision that?
The Kickstarter backers, if they've gotten the items beyond wave one, the wave two, the wave three, if it's unlocked, they should get them all at the same time.
Cool.
In terms of the retail rollout, we're gonna try to stagger them, sort of feed them out slowly, so that it's a little more satisfying experience for the consumer, I think. Mm-hmm. If it's not all in one purchase.
Sure.
You know. So yeah, that's the plan. And the retail right now is gonna be our own web store and certain specialty retailers that we're, you know, hopefully in the coming months going to get all set up with them.
Great.
Might anyone be a sponsor of our program?
Possibly. No, yet.
Possibly.
Yeah, nothing finalized on that yet. But hopefully.
What's up, Mike?
I don't know. They're getting a little big for their britches. I'm not even sure what that means.
Britches.
But I got to say britches, so I am pretty happy.
Britches be crazy.
That's the most clever thing you've ever said.
That might be, yeah.
Who needs pants?
Good night, everybody.
That's the show, all right.
And the position of fourth chair goes to Eric.
Yeah, Eric wins.
Andrew Franks must now shave his face in shame.
Oh, wow. I told you, it's just tears under there.
So as it stands right now, right up to the minute right here, which means by the time Gary has this posted, the Kickstarter will be over for about 8 months.
Don't be
532 backers, $115,000, $232 pledged.
Actually, it's gone up a little bit here in the last hour.
Because people know we're recording.
Yeah.
That's the What's on Joe Mine rub.
I didn't know this was live.
It works for Bill Ratner. It's going to work for Boss Fight Studios.
It's like a telethon kind of thing. We're here to get some money together for Boss Fights Kids.
Boss Fights Kids.
The question I'll pose to you guys is the same one I threw it at John when we were talking to him about his Kickstarter. Where do you think we're going to end up with this thing?
Ooh. We're going to throw bets on the table?
Well, I don't know if we want to, like, hopefully, we would love to see that skeleton unlocked.
Well, who wouldn't?
You know, it's just, I mean, it's such a cool figure. It's one that we, you know, being a whole additional body tool and everything, it really had to be such a high goal. But we would love to see that sucker unlocked. And if we get there, Stone Fist, I know Justin is really craving for some Stone Fist. Yes. There.
Wow. That I don't know what that means, but
thanks,
yikes.
You know what it means.
Thanks, Dave. That's a lie. Thank you very much, Dave. You are now back in the fourth chair position.
Wow. Eric, you've seen the Stone Fist firsthand. You know.
I There's so many things I'd like to say, but what would be the point?
Eric.
The way Eric hurts, like, who's cackling like a woman?
Really, Chuck?
Wait, that's you? I thought your wife was listening in.
It's the guy with long hair that's pretty and takes care of it.
That's me.
Not you, Chuck.
Excuse me, if you knew how much time I took on my hair, Mr. I'm getting a little bit of a glare off your Skype photo.
I don't doubt you take long showers, Chuck.
Oh, jeez.
Actually, I kind of doubted you took showers.
At least I don't take long showers in full hit-and-run makeup.
Well, he has to get the makeup off. And why do we jump to Justin?
I was going to say, how did this turn into a me issue?
This one's so wrong.
I know. It started off with Stonefist, and it was Dave. He did it.
It's Dave's fault.
as usual, things lose their focus when Chuck gets involved.
But actually, on a serious Kickstarter-related note...
Yeah, get back in the game.
You know, wherever it ends, we're really ecstatic that the success we've had so far. We hope we can get more. You know, we really, like I say, we can get to Stonefist. We'll be ecstatic. We may just have a couple other little surprises up our sleeves if we get far enough for them. Like, something important to note for our backers, you know, if you're someone who likes everything you see on the Kickstarter and you essentially want to get at least one of each, we've got that all-in option, which is the $500 pledge level.
Yeah, baby.
Which is, if we unlock everything on it, is a fantastic deal.
Yeah, it is.
You get, essentially each figure ends up being about $13 or less. That's not including the accessory packs. The thing is if everybody who wants to pledge at that level goes and ups their pledge, the likelihood of getting to the point where that is becoming a better and better deal for all of us, that's how we can help push there. If you want one of everything, check out that all-in pledge. That might just be for you.
See, how many backers do you have at 500 right now?
68.
Pretty impressive.
Well, that and the 115 wave one set is the most popular, but after that $500 looks like it's the winner.
I'd like to hear once from every one of the guests your favorite figure that you've developed so far.
Oh man, well, one of the stretch goals,
it's like picking a favorite kid, isn't
yeah
it?
Yeah, yeah, one of the stretch goals is the albino milk snake, which is two different kinds of fluorescent orange. And I gotta say, that's the one I'm most excited about because I am totally gay for fluorescent orange.
Eric.
Remember, folks, he's not on the show.
My favorite has got to be Stheno, the eldest Gorgon sister. I had a lot of fun designing the armor and giving her the big, like, almost dreadlock-like cobras for her hair. And then seeing the sculpt from Fred... The digital sculpt is just amazing. I can't wait to get that in my hands to paint. I'm super excited about that one.
She has a really cool staff that would look good in Cobra Commander's arms, too. Imagine how you made that happen.
Huh.
It's a lot of snake-themed stuff in this assortment.
Yeah.
Dave, what about you?
For me, I have to go with the Wave 1 Spartan because I've wanted one for years. I'm a big fan of the era of history, you know, especially the Spartans and the Battle of Thermopylae. I actually went there years ago. So and also, that is no coincidence, probably a big part of why the Spartans in the line anyway. So he's definitely my – I'm super excited for him. Apart from that, the Underworld Warriors is super amazing. He's the next stretch goal, and I really hope we can get there because that guy is the lava effect. I can't. That guy's really cool too.
At this point, we're less than $5,000 away from Cintho and the Underworld Warrior. So come on, people, give. Be generous. Give. Fred, you've said way too much this entire episode, man. I'm hesitant to ask you since you talk so much. What is your favorite so far?
It's definitely got to be the Medusa. Just the working on that tail, not sure if it's going to work or not, and working with Dave and the drafting on the Medusa here, not sure if that's going to work or not either, and kind of happy there it turned out.
Now, on the Medusa tail, did you put a Rattler in it, just like watching Clash of the Titans?
Yeah, Eric put a Rattler in the design on the Medusa tail, while the other one has a regular snake tail.
Yeah, this actually might be a detail that gets overlooked, is there are two snake tails, tips, rather, to the snake tail.
Did you put something in it so it would make a sound?
No.
That would have been awesome!
That would have been awesome, but that's...
I know. I was just watching Clash of the Titans. So many ideas.
When Gary gets done tonight, he's actually got to go and run his Harry Hamlin podcast.
Do you mind if I ask you guys something?
Absolutely.
Have you had a chance to take a good look at the Kickstarter, everybody?
Yes.
On the page, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, since I'm auditioning for fourth chair here, what is your favorite Vitruvian Hacks figure that you see on the Kickstarter? Which one are you really hoping for?
For me, it's absolutely Stonefist, without a doubt, without any snide comments from the Peanut Gallery.
No, there's going to be some snide comments from the Peanut Gallery. Who's shocked by this? Justin likes Stonefist. For me, I'm a big fan of Skeleton Guy, but I'd have to say my absolute favorite is the Underworld Warrior. Love that lava effect. Yeah. That's just going to be awesome.
I can't just pick one. Each one is just so detailed and, you know, each made with, like, a lot of attention to detail. It's just wouldn't be fair to pick.
Let's pick one.
Well, I mean, if you're going to twist my arm, then the Lavender Pythona body mold.
All right. That was a little out of left field.
Yeah. For me, Leonidas.
Leonidas is cool, yeah.
I hope we get there. I really want that one.
I do have to say the Celestial 2-pack is pretty damn badass, too. That's the way that's designed is extremely clever. I really love that one, too.
You know, with that Celestial 2-pack, we actually just got some samples back from the factory. Test samples of the material and the effects. Nice. It looks great. The metal flake inside the clear black material is just exactly what we were shooting for with it.
Fantastic.
So that actually leads into the other question that I had. It's been noted a couple times here and there, but why not a regular quote-unquote edition Perseus?
Perseus, the Constellation Perseus was added after we had kind of planned our tooling budget. If we were to do a Perseus, because we've had a lot of questions about Achilles and Perseus, or Hercules, Zeus, obviously, you know, stuff like that. Some of these characters, we would want them to be a little more unique than the majority of the army builders we have in here. Leonidas kind of is a Spartan, but like Perseus is a demigod, and like we would want him to be a little more, maybe have a unique toga type of thing, or armor, or unique helmet. Like, so somebody like Perseus or Achilles, we'd want them to be a little more unique. So if we round back, and I personally really hope that this line is popular enough for us to revisit the Greek mythology again at a later date, I think Perseus would be one that we'd all want to check off.
We're all actually raring to go on some additional Greek stuff and hit some of those very individual characters and gods and demigods. It's just like everything. It's going to depend on how well we do out of the gate. So if we can get some good initial sales and some nice consistency going, then we can definitely come back around and start hitting some of that stuff.
Perseus would be awesome, even if you could equip him with the special accessories that the gods gave him in Clash of the Titans.
The helmet, the shield, and...
Oh, then later you could do a clear Perseus when he's wearing the helmet. And the shield, you can vac metal the back end of the shield because that's how he sees Medusa. You could see Medusa through a reflection, but nothing else.
You're pretty much reading my mind.
Thank you. That's some awesome stuff.
And you could make him look like Harry Hamlin.
We probably can't do that.
At which point, Gary would have you on his other podcast.
Nobody knows who Harry Hamlin is hardly anymore now.
When we were working on this this lineup, we really had to resist temptation to throw characters like Hercules and Zeus in there and whatnot, because we really wanted to do them right. We wanted to make like a bigger body for them. So, like, you know, we didn't have the tooling budget to do that right now with this first series, but maybe eventually once we start building our tooling library, if we get a bigger size body out there, we can revisit those characters. And I think it kind of shows from our total offering on Kickstarter that we had a little trouble editing because we got so many figures that we're offering here, which is kind of, I think, a first for an action figure Kickstarter. We've got almost 40 figures up there. I think Eric did a fantastic job, like, with the differentiation. So it's not just a Spartan repainted, you know, four or five different ways. We've got a Spartan, an Athenian, underworld warrior, you know, there's
Myrmidon and
Myrmidon. Yeah. You know, so we've got all these different additions and characters like Steno and Uriel and Medusa and Stonefist, of course.
I
mean,
we're just going to start calling him Justin.
We've seen it with
Justin Stonefist.
Stonefist's first name is Justin.
We've seen it with other Kickstarters where they have several paint variations or even some special pieces for it. But with ours, we wanted to kind of push the idea that it was a whole lineup of figures.
The question on everybody's mind, there is one backer that has pledged $10,000 to have their likeness on a production figure. And that question is, are they hot?
Well, it was ironically, it was Harry Hamblin. Is that?
Yes.
That is bringing it all together. I applaud that. Eric Aranya wins the fourth chair. That's tying tonight's conversation up in a nice bow.
I'm actually pretty sure that they're an angel.
Not actually visible with human eyes.
If I ever have to run for office, Proctor is going to be my PR message man. You are so politically correct, dude.
I got to give Fred credit on that. I stole that line from him.
Way to go, Fred.
So Fred keeps the ladies in line. Now he's going to have to keep Chuck in line.
I guess one last time, maybe we should kind of explain how, if somebody would like to contribute to the campaign, how does one contribute to Kickstarter? For instance, if I contribute now, am I giving you money? Is that coming out of my account now?
Andrew Frank, Dave Proctor, take my money!
So the money is actually transferred when the campaign is successfully completed. So in our case, that is July 11th at just before 11 p.m.
9:52 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
Yes. So, yeah, if you don't have the money this minute, you can even go ahead and pitch in and wait for that paycheck to go through, and you'll be fine. Wait for a couple paychecks to go through. Yeah. There you go.
And the nice thing is, once you make a pledge, you're not locked in. So if you're not sure, you know, you can pledge now if you like. You can change your pledge dollar amount or your selected reward at any time. So if you're in at the 115 wave one level and you want one of everything and you're thinking about that, you can actually hop up to the 500 level. But like I was saying earlier, if you do, the sooner you do that, the more it helps push through the stretch goals and help increase the value for everybody at that level, you know, as we unlock more and more stretch goals. Now, if you're at that 500 stretch goal and it's the end of the Kickstarter, you're not going to have to worry about the money being lost. You could redistribute that money to other add-ons if you like, and we certainly wouldn't like you to take it out, but you could reduce your pledge if you had to.
The great thing about this particular Kickstarter campaign, if you've ever given a Kickstarter before, this is already successful. Goal has been met. So when you're investing in this, you are sure your investment is going forward. That is for sure. One of the things we talked about, and maybe we need to define it one more time, is what is a stretch goal? What pledge limits are there that allow me to take advantage of the stretch goals?
Well, our initial goal was $75,000. That was for the first four figures, and the exclusives. So that was for the Spartan, the Medusa, the Coral Gorgon and the Stone Spartan, as well as the Celestial 2-pack and the exclusive Kickstarter exclusive Celestial 2-pack and the Kickstarter exclusive Bronze Spartan. Now, our first stretch goal was at the 90,000 mark. That was Precursor Medusa. We hit that one a few days ago. So that figure is now unlocked to be added in as an add-on item. Our next stretch goal was 105, Athenian Warrior, and Green Snake. So two individual Army Builder figures were unlocked when we passed the 105 mark. Now, our highly anticipated next stretch goal, which is almost within reach here at 120, is the Steno and Underworld Warrior level. So if we hit 120, we will guarantee that we're going to produce the Steno and Underworld Warrior figures, and they will be available for purchase as add-ons to Kickstarter supporters. Now, the way the add-ons work, as you asked before, is we have a cap for the add-ons. It's the $115 level for Wave 1. That comes with all four Wave 1 figures, the Spartan, the Medusa, the Coral Snake Gorgon, the Stone Spartan, a T-shirt, and our and the lovely print from Adam Ritchie's. So you get all that for the 115 level, as well as the ability to add as many of the add-on figures as you want. That includes all the Wave 1 figures, all the exclusive figures, any stretch goal figures unlocked, like the Athenian Warrior, the Green Snake Gorgon, or the Precursed Medusa. If we may, as we push further on down the road, you know, if we get to that, let's hope we can get to that skeleton, that figure is available for you to add on as well. We also have some army builder options available too, in a discount army builder 10 packs if you want to build some armies. Yeah, I mean, so we got a lot of great add-ons. I mean, once you pledge at that 115 level, that guarantees you the Wave 1 figures and whatever the ability to add as many figures as you like.
You actually mentioned one thing that we haven't really talked about, and I think it's often overlooked. Maybe, Eric, you can talk a little bit about Adam Rich's artwork and how we best know him from the G.I. Joe world. You want to talk about that at all?
Sure. I do not want to talk about that.
Next question.
No, Adam Riches is we all know him from the G.I. Joe Collector Club. He does the card art for FSS. He did the FSS 2. We know he's currently working on the FSS 3 as well. He also did the great Joseph Colton and cross country card art for the convention. You know, he's amazing. He's fantastic, and he does it all digital paint, and it's beyond. We all draw and we all have our skills, but our skills are not painting like that, like not like digital painting the way he does it. We had met at JoeCon, at this last JoeCon, in person for the first time. We had talked a bunch online already and everything, and just talking back and forth, we wanted to do something special for the convent, for the Kickstarter. In addition to, like, you know, t-shirts and figures and stuff, we wanted to do a print. A special one-of-a-kind print. So having him do it seemed like a pretty good, a good in. And we like to help. You know, there's a lot of artists who are working with us.
You can talk about Troy.
Yeah, a lot of us know. You know, Troy McKee is doing the package design for us. And, you know, like, he's another guy that, you know, all us Joe guys know him. There's another guy. I think you guys know Justin Bell.
Not a clue.
No. Yeah.
He's a chump.
Yeah, he you know, he designed our website and helped us get all that together and stuff. So, you know, we're trying
to... Star Joes?
He's on that Fool Force, right?
Ryan, Chuck, I'm sorry.
The Fool Force?
Fool Force.
Okay.
If it wasn't for the sake of comedy, I would never sadly with Justin Bell. I apologize.
Justin Bell is your IT guy. Wow.
Sorry about that. It was a good run, boss fight. Good run. Good effort.
How they crashed the plane.
Sunk like a stone fist.
That's what Justin's hoping for.
Oh, man.
Before we get further away from the topic, you kind of asked how to pledge. I think it's probably important to mention that you go to Kickstarter.com and then search for Boss Fight Studio. You don't have to do the whole Vitruvian Hacks thing. Just the Boss Fight Studio will bring us up.
That's actually the easiest way to find you guys.
Yeah. So you do that, and it'll show. You'll see the picture with the Vitruvian Hacks logo and the Medusa head front and center. You just click on that.
Be sure to watch the video.
Check it out, and hopefully we can get you to pledge. Be awesome.
When you watch the videos, it's the most consecutive strung together words that I've ever heard Fred speak.
And we've met Fred in person.
Fred, go ahead. You got a chance to break that record, buddy.
Good, thanks.
You know, when you're watching Fred's segment of the video, just be sure to focus on his, suave, persuasive attitude and not my stupid grin in the background.
Yeah, you weren't even looking at the camera. You were, like, looking straight ahead.
Dave Proctor's Million Mile Stare.
Somebody must have said something funny just before that.
I don't know. You're only in the room with Eric, so probably not.
Was that one of your guys' houses?
That was Andrew's house.
Nice display area.
That table in the corner of my basement is officially the headquarters of Boss Fight, I think. So.
All right, well, thank you guys very much for joining us. We know you've been burning the candle at both ends, answering all these Kickstarter questions and getting the new pictures posted as they come and all that stuff. And we just want to wish you guys the best of luck. We're all very excited. We're excited for you and for our own selfish reasons as well, because the toys look pretty kick-ass and we want to see them all released. So good luck to everybody. Thank you very much for coming on, and hoping we can maybe record another show in another 27 days or so and be celebrating the successful Kickstarter campaign.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be on. You know, we really appreciate you giving us the chance to reach some new people and hopefully get them to check out the Kickstarter as well.
Anytime, guys. Really, anytime you guys Absolutely. Have anything you want to plug, talk about, what have you. Even if you just want Andrew Franks Talks About Life, we'll put that on as a special edition.
Ooh, I would
Wow. That's a new show on Disney next year.
It's right after the Marvel show.
Yeah.
It was very dark, but, you know.
It's got that lead-in from Dog with a Blog. It looks real solid. Everybody's real excited.
It's the new Girl Meets World, followed by Andrew Discusses Life.
Andrew Franks Discusses His Life. But anytime you guys feel you want a microphone, our soapbox is open.
Even more so than Dave Tree.
We just tell him that.
Any last words from the Boss Fighters?
Love us with money.
Help us to make these great toys a reality.
Thanks to you guys for all your support. You know, we appreciate it.
Now that you've got the What's on Joe Mind rub, the calculator for Kickstarter now projects you guys to finish at $7.4 million.
Dude, if they finish at 7.4 because of us, we better get a head sculpt.
What we'll do for you, if that happens, is we'll make each of you a head sculpt and an all-new body sculpt, a torso sculpt, that all the heads can attach on at once.
So, for our acting showrunner for now, Chuck, co-host Justin and Mike, I'm Gary, saying to all our men and women serving, God bless, Godspeed, and come home safe. Good night, folks, and thanks for listening. Please contribute to the Kickstarter campaign, and we'll catch you next time for the next special edition of
What's on Joe Mind.
Night.
Stonefist.